Lee, Congresswoman. Economy. Let me just read you a quote which Dr. King made over 35 years ago. He said, "In the wasteland of war, the expenditure of resources knows no restraints." Now that was nearly 35 years ago. He was a visionary. Let us honor him by making sure that we tell our government we want restraints on spending billions of dollars in a war that is senseless and useless against Iraq. We're not going to stand for it. We're not going to stand for it. And now, yes, we again, you know, are standing on a wasteland of war. But we don't have to throw ourselves in, and that's why you're here today. We do not have to lose ourselves and our young people and our country in this wasteland. You know what? Because we are fighting back. You are fighting back today. You are fighting back. We're fighting back. And you know what? It's not too late for this administration to heed our call. It's really not too late. Let us tell President Bush and Secretaries Cheney and Rumsfeld and Powell that it takes leadership. It takes leadership to solve conflict. It does not take leadership to do that. It takes leadership to solve the world's conflicts peacefully, and that's what you are here to tell our administration. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's you who are making them listen. Finally, they're listening. So today you carry Dr. King's legacy. You're ensuring that his prophecy becomes real this year, next year, and in the future on behalf of our children of the world. Dr. King showed us a different way. He showed us a better way. You are showing us a better way. We can end poverty in this country and throughout the world. We can end it. We must eliminate racism in this country and throughout the world. We must do that. We must do that. Wasn't it insidious that President Bush on Dr. King's birthday, January 15th, came out against affirmative action? Wasn't that insidious of him to do that? That was terrible. How could he do that? How could he do that? So we're here to say no to racism. We're here to say no to poverty. We're here to say that we insist that there be peace in the world forever. And finally, let me just say one thing, my brothers and sisters. We're going to take back the House and the White House in 2004 on behalf of the people of this country. That's what we're going to do. Thank you and God bless you.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee. Congresswoman Barbara Lee. All right. Yes, indeed.